For almost 10 years, Janet Alm of Mattawan has been a psychic medium and animal communicator. WMUK's Lorraine Caron talked with Alm about her new book on her experiences.
The book is called Woo Woo, Becoming a Psychic at 50. Alm says the term woo woo has this modern definition.
Something that cannot be explained by the known laws of science.
Alm says she was surprised when she began getting telepathic messages from her deceased mother some 4 years after she had passed away.
Basically, the greatest stumbling block to doing this is that the message that you receive looks and sounds and feels exactly like your own imagination. Mm-hmm. And so from doing this now for 9.5 years, I've really come to the conclusion that we probably all get messages from the other side and possibly from our animals around us or who've passed, maybe on a very regular basis. And it's not that we hear it and we reject it as a message, but just that we don't even recognize that it's coming from outside ourselves.
Alm's solution to that puzzle is to ask the spirit she's communicating with to basically prove it.
Whenever I do a reading for a person, say I have a lady named Donna who comes and would like me to reach her Uncle Henry, okay? The way I start is that I send out a thought and I say, Uncle Henry for Donna, would you please send me an identifier? And what I'm hoping to perceive then is something that he can send that will have some meaning to her. And if I can get 2 or 3 identifiers that she goes, oh yeah, she knows what that is. Oh yes, he loved parakeets. Or oh yes, he had a hobby of climbing volcanoes, whatever.
Mm-hmm, right.
If he can tell me that kind of stuff, that is something that I couldn't have known in advance, I couldn't have guessed, I couldn't have looked up on Google, then my client knows I'm not making it up. But for me, it's even more important that I know I'm not making it up.
Oh.
Because if I didn't get identifiers, I wouldn't know.
Alm also leads animal communication workshops. Participants bring a photo of a pet, either living or deceased, and they learn, or try to learn, to receive telepathic messages from the animal. Armed with a picture of my cat, Iris, I ask Alm to basically prove it. Not everything I heard rang true, but there were some items I found easy to believe.
Iris, can you tell me what's your least favorite thing in the house? That what I'm seeing is a picture of a stove and an oven, and so is it something in the kitchen? Or
well, we have a wood stove, and she did jump on top of it once.
Oh, wow.
And learned the concept of hot.
Alm says she wrote her book because she wants us to know that even when we aren't aware of it, we are surrounded by love from the spirit world.
All the hundreds of readings that I've done over the past 9.5 years have been so tremendously positive and loving that I would hope that even if you don't hear from your loved one who's passed on yourself, that you would have confidence that they are in a very wonderful place and that they love you dearly and that they're with you and they are sending you nothing but love. It's so such a positive, wonderful, loving experience.
Yeah.
That I want people to know that.
You can learn more about Janet Alm's psychic work and her book at janetalm.com. Her last name is spelled A-L-M. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.